topic for today's share is electronic appliances using electricity on Shabbos. What's the problem with using electricity? Being that there's a lot of unknown in terms of what exactly the issue is, I think almost everybody will tell you to try to avoid it. First and foremost, first thing I can tell you is try to avoid it as much as you possibly could. Largely, the shilohs are not going to be lechatchila. Oh, let's try to turn on and off electricity. So largely, the first thing is to try to avoid. Problems become is that it's not always so simple to do so, to simply avoid it. Because, first of all, there are going to be tzrachim, there's going to be certain needs, which we're going to have to figure out exactly what is the iser involved. Is it daraisa? Is it drabanon? What is the daraisa? What is the drabanon? And there's going to be tzrachim in terms of security, in terms of cholim and the like. So it's going to be important to know what's daraisa, what's drabanon. And furthermore, even for the besides for security purposes, just simply a regular person in their home, in their own community, you think that in the good old days, probably 10 years ago, one could have avoided things just simply by being around their home. Now, just simply doing very basic mundane activities, simply leaving their home and going to shul, could involve numerous encounters with electricity, whether it be floodlights, whether it be security cameras, whether it be thermostats, just to name a few. Simply, one can't just simply avoid it that easily, and obviously it's going to be very crucial to understand what exactly is the issur involved in order to begin to understand what could, obviously, are we expected to stay home from now on because of all of these problems? Obviously, there are going to have to be some kulas. So the question is, what exactly are they and how do they work? So before I begin on explaining what exactly could possibly the Isurim be involved in using electricity itself, I just want to explain for a moment what we're not talking about is that, let's say make-believe will turn out that using electricity and turning on electricity on Shabbos and Yom Tov is only an Isur Rabbanan. Let's make-believe that for a moment. So obviously no one's going to go therefore and say, okay, I'm allowed to use my electric washing machine on Shabbos because there's going to be another malacha involved. So just because electricity is drabbanon, we have to figure out if there are other malachos involved as well. So people, it's often a common mistake. So we have to figure out if there's another malacha involved, whether it be, those are some of the obvious ones, washing machine, lawnmower, etc., etc. But there are some which are a little bit less obvious. How about if I type on a computer screen? Is that writing or not? Is that ksiva? That's besides the electricity components. You have to ask whether that's ksiva or not. And the question in terms of what electricity is itself will be very relevant into these shilohs are going to come up with various other kulas possibly, which may or may not be relevant. In terms of, is it a davar she'eino mitzkaven / psik resha, defining what the iser is may be very, very relevant for that regard. How about defining whether it's a grama or not? Is whatever I'm going to do going to last or not? These are very common questions. Is it a shinoi? And again, even after at the end of the day, whatever I say, whether it's mutter or aser, certainly they're going to be shilohs of muksa, and there are also going to be major league shilas in terms of zelusa de Shabbos of the dechol. Like lamashal, in theory, I could leave my computer on all Shabbos long. I could leave my radio all Shabbos long, and not technically violate any one of the whatever we're going to be talking about today. But certainly, that would be inappropriate to do on Shabbos. So now, in terms of electricity itself, which is the topic at hand, what is the iser or isurim or any iser involved at all in turning on and off electricity on Shabbos? And I guess before I start, this is not exactly multiple choice where there's only one right answer, or there even has to be one right answer. We're entertaining various possibilities, which obviously not Rishonim in this case, but Achronim have suggested in terms of what the issa could be. They could all be right. They, and it's very possible they are. It could be, maybe in theory they're all possibly wrong, but clearly the consensus of Agadolim is to aser it, for some reason or the other. So originally, when it first came out and first came to the fold, started being used regularly, there were those who wanted to forbid using turning on and off electricity because of Havara, because of lighting a fire. And ironically, they were coming from a kula. One of the reasons that we'll get to later on, that there were those achronim who wanted to aser using electricity based on being molded davar chadash, which is something we'll get to later on in this, probably in the shir, the Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis. He wanted to say there's a concept we find in the Gemara's in Mesachus Beah, that Ein Motzi, even on Yontif, Havaro is mutter, one can't create a new fire on Yontif. Ein Motzi and Esar min Halaveinim. We can't create a new fire on Yontif. It's Kor Shabbos as well. So these poskim were assuming that electricity is aser for two reasons. Number one, it may be molid, and number two, there's also havara. Havara we'll assume is mutter on Yontif. So this was originally the Aruch HaShulchan, not in the Aruch HaShulchan itself, but in an article, a journal of the time. He says, I think that on Yontif, turning on and off electricity is not a problem of molid. Why? Avol bezeh ha'elektri yesh koach esh mamish elo she'eno meir. But just right now, it's not yet lit. When the positive meets the negative, the fire actually comes to fruition. And it's like you already have an ember, to which simply by fanning it, you're causing the fire. So therefore, he thought it wasn't a problem of molid. And the Baal HaOrech HaShulchan continues there, Kain nira l'fi anastaiti l'fi havanasi b'melechet ho'elektri ki einenu mitsuya b'rube ha'arim shalanu. It is not, this is my intuition of understanding electricity, it's not found in our cities. Shenucho la'amod b'diyog al totzosav. So the Aruch HaShulchan about 120 years ago said it wasn't found. This is, by the way, in the base of Va'ad L'Chachamim in Shnas Tuf Reish Samach Gimel. Apparently there was a journal of the time. So he was telling you there, his intuition was electricity was also at the form of Havara, and it's already the Koach Ha'esh is lit in the wires. And this is his intuition based on what he saw, because electricity wasn't to Mutzli at that point. So I think since then two things have changed. Number one, I think electricity is a little bit more mutzli in our Arim than it was in the Vardik of 120 years ago. And I think most of our poskim disagree with that fact, that as we began to understand it a little bit better, that it is not a koach ha'esh, certainly not in the literal sense. It is not fire running through the wires, otherwise we would be in very deep trouble. If there are fire running through the wires, even the Aruch HaShulchan kind of knew that it wasn't exactly a fire, but rather he thought it was a potential, a theoretical fire. But we now largely think that it's not a fire at all. And again, he admitted at the time he wasn't fully, he was partially guessing, possibly estimating what exactly it was. Though even after him, there were poskim who were certainly worried about various aspects of fire. The Chazon Ish in certain places entertains it in terms of the wires getting too hot, which did certainly happen more regularly. And furthermore, I'm told by one of the Balabatim who used to, when they were discussing using elevators on Shabbos, they were discussing with Rav Moshe Zatzal, he was telling me that Rav Moshe was very concerned. Is do I say that every single time that you would turn it on or off, or whatever the equivalent would be, are there sparks? So sparks sparks, the question would be, it's probably a Darshan of Iskavin, but if the sparks would be there every time, one could start clearing, could ask the Shaila, is that at least a psik resha of Havara every single time one turns on and off the electricity? So Moshe thought that was crucial. Other poskim, amongst them the Chazon Ish himself, think sparks are not a fire. It's a Leibedik discussion whether sparks are a fire or not. But again, most poskim assume it's that the certainly we don't want there to be a fire, we don't want there to be a heat. If there is heat in the wires, it's a problem. That means the wires are burning, and that is certainly something we are trying to avoid. That it's hopefully and certainly not integrated at all. So in large, it's probably not going to be the way that it's understood. Which gets us, I forgot to bring my notes here, the very, very famous Shita that probably most everybody has heard of already, the opinion, if it's going to be the Oraisa, of the opinion of the Chazon Ish. There's a problem, the Oraisa, of creating, of turning on and off on Shabbos and or Yom Tov, the Chazon Ish, in Or HaChaim, Simen Nun, Sifkot and Tess, tells us the very fascinating following lines. Od yesh bazeh, referring to Havakas Chashmal, mishum tikkun mana. Tikkun mana is I am making something. Maybe that's makab patish. Kivon she'emamido al tchunaso, since I am establishing this item on its tchuna, on its first purpose, zerem hachashmal bitmidos, to flow the current regularly. So that seems to be, I think he means makib patish. But then he continues, v'karov hadavar zeh bonem in haTorah ke'osek li. I think it's a form of binyan. Why? I'll explain what he's talking about right now. We know that the Gemaras tell us in many places throughout Masechta Shabbos, throughout Masechta Beah, that we have some machlokas, but we paskin ein binyan istira bekelim. As long as something is considered a kli, there's generally considered no binyan. So how are we going to get around this? Most of the things that we're talking about electricity are kelim. So he says no, for two reasons. First of all, most electricity, certainly at his time, was dealing with what? Was dealing with items which are plugged into the wall. The wall is mechubar lekarka. So forget about ein binyan bekelim. Here we're dealing with binyan mamish, binyan b'mechubar. And what are you doing? In a sense, well, you're turning on and off a switch. If you think about what's going on and behind the scenes, behind the wall, what you're doing is connecting the wire behind the wall, and that's the mechubar lekarka, the two parts of the wire being joined together. By doing so, you're enabling the electricity to flow. So he thinks that's binyan bekarka, it's binyan mechubar, which should be a din d'oraisa. Point number one. Point number two is you'll tell me, okay, that's fine. Let's say it's not a mechubar. Let's say I'm dealing with a. What's that?
Flashlight.
Very good. Oh, flashlight. Sorry, I wanted to avoid lights. A fan. Turn. No, I'm a fan. Portable fan. Thank you. Well done. The old portable fans. Yeah. Portable fan. No, it's not mechor. It's a kli. Afal pichein. What you're doing there is a form of a tikkah. Tikkah is the lashon of the Gemara in throughout Masechta Shabbos. That even though we paskin ein binyan bekelim, so yet we know that, let's say one's the classical example of this is, let's say one's glasses pop out or the handle falls off, or something of this sort, even though the glasses are a kli, it's not mechubar lekarka. Afal pichein, one can't put them back together. Why? It's tika. Famous machlokas Rashi Tosis throughout the Masechta, what malacha that is. Tika means I am putting it back together firmly. So Shitas Rashi throughout the Masechta is, even though generally ain binyan bekelim, if it's tika yesh binyan bekelim, Mashenkin Shitas Tosis that it's makav patish. Okay, but either way. We have a machlok. Either way, bottom line, as long as the kelim, you have the possibility of tika, which could be considered to be machai. So the Chazon Ish just continues that the same thing. He's true. He's arguing that when I am turning on and off electricity, even though it's not machlok lekarka, in essence, I am joining the parts of the wire together, albeit not mechubar lekarka, but inside the machine, inside the gadget that you have. And by doing so, you're, so to speak, causing a tika, a firm connection between the wires which enable the electricity to flow minei ubei.
Yeah, I'm just giving an example of a binyan on a kli that is not tika, that would not be considered binyan by a kli.
What? Lego's more okay. It's more. What would something what? Lego may or may not be. But what would it be? Not be to cat? Okay, let's think about it for a moment or two. What are they speaking about? I would put a brick on top of a brick of a house. Even if I don't put cement on, within certain ones, I'm chayiv ibin. That if I do the same thing in a kli, that wouldn't be chayiv. Brick on top of brick in a house, even if I don't cement them down. It's chayiv, like Gemara said, the beginning of Rekabot.
Does the Chazmish take into account the fact that electricity is intended to be used like that?
He knows that. Obviously, he knows that. This is what we're going to guess. Obviously, this is going to be where Shlomo Zalman is going to counter. This leads to some of the most fascinating discussions of Divrei Torah between. Yes, he does, and we'll get back to that in a few minutes if you want. So anyway, the Chazon Ish's opinion is that this is a form of binyin, either binyin bekarka and or binyin bekelim ayidei tika. And he elaborates much more there, and there's also a go-between he and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman, of course, he read this and was very surprised. And parenthetically, if anyone wants to really get a hold of these topics properly, I highly recommend, of course, the original is the Ma'orei Ha'esh. The Ma'orei Ha'esh is Rav Shlomo Zalman's epic work, Ma'orei Ha'esh, where he wrote all about electricity to begin with. But they did a better job of it. If you've seen the Machon Mincha Shlomo, they came out with they did in various Masechtos and various halakhic topics. So they came out with a two-volume work, Ma'orei Ha'esh HaSholem, very, very well done. I highly recommend it, in which they printed Ma'orei Ha'esh, but they add on to it anyone who had auras on it throughout the later year afterwards, any of the achronim who had kashas or terutzim and back and forth. They included within all the tshuvas that came up subsequently that Rav Shlomo Zalman spoke about electricity and electronic issues. And finally, the end of it, also even more fascinating, it describes, was written by must have been a Talmud Chacham / engineer who went through the Metzius of everything that Shlomo Zalman was talking about Peshaito, and explains it in a way that even a layman such as myself could explain to understand somewhat what he was talking about. It's a two volume work, highly recommended. So anyway, in his letters to the Chazon Ish, he has many different arguments. First and foremost, I think, as you just mentioned a moment ago, I'm not trying to do them in order, but his argument is, what? This is not binyan. says, what do I say? Do I say every single time that I go out and inside and out of this room that I was just bona? Why? Every single time I open and close the door. So they bona, it's even bekarka. Besides the old electricity issues, I can't go out of the room because I'm turning on and off electricity. I shouldn't be able to go out of the room because I'm opening and closing the door. Okay, we don't say that. So why don't we say that? So the answer is probably something like, as Gemara cannot tell you, that it's because it's also lekach, it's made, you're not being bona and being so sad when you're opening and closing the door, opening and closing the window. It's made to open and close. Right? This is derech hashtamshos. This is the way that it's being used. To which the Shlomo Zalman counters, he argues to the Chazon Ish, what are you talking about? He says, how can you tell me that every single time I turn on this switch, which is certainly made to open and close, that's going to be binyan. It should be exactly like open door. And that should be true. Bain bekarka, bain beklit. Point number one. Point number two is, you can argue, is this really tekah? Tekah? Usually tell you when you're putting back your glasses, and if you put on your glasses, you know, you still look like something. I'm sorry, this is not going to go on tape, but if you look at me, if you still look like something like this after you put it back on, then it's not really, and the glasses are basically sticking out, and it's not really on firm way, not the tekah at all. So here, they're so flimsily connected that, you know, you just simply, with another slight touch, you can just simply undo the connection. How tightly connected are they? So if you screw it back on, then I hear, but is this really connected? So, to make a long story short, there are letters back and forth between Rosh Shlomo Zalman and the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish realized it. The Chazon Ish didn't think, I think he thinks. He explained. He knows this is not the regular run of the mill binyan, the run of the mill tikka. But what? This is what he continues arguing. This is no longer in the chibur of the Chazon Ish. This is in his letters and his correspondence with the Shlomo Zalman. This is itself a very important point here, I think. Before I go on to read what he says, this is an important point. I think there are those who are out there who sort of think like the Chazon Ish is just like what we quoted at the beginning, let's say the Baal Aruch HaShulchan, who simply, okay, he was only sort of guessing, estimating what electricity was. So there are those who think the Chazon Ish is he got it wrong. No. The Chazon Ish did not get it wrong. The Chazon Ish got it right. The question is, with his Shikul Hadas, that's the Shikul Hadas, that's his evaluation of what we have here. This is his evaluation. This is what I thought I heard that another one of the Gedolei Rosh Yeshiva, when he was describing this to his shir, in another Rosh Yeshiva of another yeshiva, he told the shir also that there are those who claim the Chazon Ish got it right. The Chazon Ish understood exactly what was going on. The shaila is just whether that's a halachic decisor, that's his hashara of what was going on. This is hashara that there's something different going on here. What gave him this hashara is, I think, the following. Why? He thinks this is different than simply, you know, when I heat up metal, it just gets hot. It doesn't change the whole dynamic of the metal. And eventually the metal is trying to rid itself of that heat.
Wow.
It brings out the latent qualities. It brings out the latent qualities of the wire itself. This sounds like a Myrna Vuchim a little bit. But v'shimush zeh tediri v'hamada matchunasa yidechibur choshesham v'shem bone mishum. Now he explains. He knows, this doesn't fit the run of the mill, quote unquote, teka. First of all, herkev haprakim ze'em zeh. This that I brought these pieces of wire together, they're so weakly connected. V'lo mehani ha dehavi roughly. It doesn't help this that it's loosely connected. Mishum dezerem hachashmali. That he knows if the wires per se, they're loosely connected. But here they're connected, they're connected through the electricity that they share, that joins them together. This gufa gives it more of a chashivas of teka than the regular anything else, which I would be machaber to that same level of strength. Point number one. Then he continues, "D'tikun hachut atzmo mimaves l'chaim have bone." Bonsai just created life. He says, when you're turning on this gadget, mamish tchiyat hamesim, you just brought out a dead kli, and now you've turned it into something which is vibrant and alive and able to accomplish things, and you're able to accomplish things with. So that's very different than simply simply if they turn on and off the switch, would that be considered bona or not? The Chazon Ish is already getting to something else which makes it into binyan.
Is that not sounding a little bit more like molded again?
But he's speaking on the Raisa level. He's speaking on
molded by definition is the creation of the bona. Isn't
Drabbana,
that doesn't know
kinds of Drabbana. Yeah. What was Drabbana? He's thinking that this is Daraisa. So much so that I know maybe this time at the end we'll get back more to this discussion of the Chazon Ish and the Shlomo Zalman. Because it really leads to many fascinating things. I just want to make sure we cover other aspects first. But in terms of other rayas, mikan lakan, but the certain interesting things come out of this. So let's say lu yitzuyer, you would be able to create the same level of teka without electricity. So these are discussions between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Greineman. Rav Greineman in Chidushim Ubiurim. That was the Chazon Ish's nephew or brother-in-law, one or the other. One of his bnei mishpacha. I think it's his nephew. That discussing the das Chazon Ish about the following. Let's say Lu Yitzur, you'd have a blackout. There'd be a blackout. There's no electricity at all in the area. So what I do, I go over to the switch. I go over to the switch, and right now, when I'm turning that switch, at that point, it has no effect on anything. So do I say at that point, would I be violating Bona or not? Right? So that would very much get to the crux of what we're talking about. If the Chazon Ish is really speaking, this is binyan b'mechubar, then it should make absolutely no difference. Literally, this is full-fledged binyan, right? Because, so of course, so if I attach two wires behind the wall, whether or not there's electricity flowing through it, there's not electricity flowing through it. When I turn that switch up or down, right? I combine those two wires and I was over the Raisa maybe. Or do I say, no, Chazon Ish only meant this together with everything that we're talking about, that this only has a significance is that when by joining these wires I am creating with it electricity, I'm creating a flow of a current of electricity. At that point, that gives it meaning, that gives it a mashmos, that gives it a shame bonem that it would not have been otherwise. And the truth is, it would be very mistaber to be machalik in this regard, whether we're talking b'mechubar or not. Because b'mechubar, when you don't need teka, then it's very possible just simply joining those wires b'mechubar. That could be mechubar at that point. You could still ask the question if it's derech tashmisho, but that may or may not make a difference for this. But when I'm talking about a kli, it may only, it, again, do I say so called so, it's still teka, no matter what. Let's say if I would, again, is the battery's out of that gadget from before? So could I, if I turn the switch, again, I'm joining the same wires, but this has no mashmos at that point, there's no battery. So again, do I say that would be teka at that point or not? Gan shayat to be machalik between when I'm dealing with the mechubar or I'm not. That's one interesting question. Do the chazanish mean it pshuto kemashmo, just simply the joining those wires together, or does he mean only because with that there's a current of electricity at the same time? Point number one. Me'idzach kisa, but another nakmina of the same, which we'll continue with in a moment, leads us to much more up-to-date discussions. And there, then the Chazon Ish discussion, which had to have been over 50 years ago. Baruch Hashem, I mean, a lot has happened since then. In terms of technology, obviously. Now, Bizmanom, largely the way their electricity worked is exactly by turning on and off a switch. And now, largely what happens is, we take out our phone, we take out our computer, the computers are on all day long, right? People turn them off like once a year. I mean, they could stay on for indefinite periods of time, but they're not really on. Why? But what do you do? All you have to do is, you know, you touch the screen and the computer lights up and everything starts all over again. So how does that work? Again, people could help me out a little bit more, but I assume the way people explained it to me is that you're not exactly turning it on in the same way of tika or being machaber things bekarka as we were back in the day. Rather, when it's using transistors, it's using semiconductors, in which the gadget is already on, the appliance is already on the entire time, and all you're doing is, by pressing a button, is you're making the wires which are already connected to conduct electricity more effectively than it did before. In essence, the semiconductor, as far as I understand it, was. It already was connected. The wires are already connected as they're supposed to be. But they're just not flowing electricity, certainly not enough of it to do anything, to accomplish anything with it. Now, when I press this button, I am triggering, enabling this chibur, which is already there, to now, through a sudden burst of electricity that goes through it, it now flows freely. The current flows freely in those wires, and we're not dealing with very large wires here, but within whatever conducts it through the gadget. So now, if we're taking the Chazon Ish at its face value, which is what some of the Achronim wanted to do, originally this was discussed by. Ray Bronstein told me a number of years ago they had here Professor Lev, Machon Lev. He wrote a sefer, Marche Lev. He wrote a fascinating word. Fascinating. He was and a mumche gadol in electricity, electronics. I mean, when I mean years ago, I'm talking before I was here. We're talking a very long time ago. And he came in for a whole year to speak to deal with Smicha guys. And he had a discussion there whether or not would the Chazon Ish even hold of his shita if there's no chibur there at all. meaning that everything is already mechover. Could I say literally that's bona? There's no taka. The wires are all attached to begin with. So I should, in theory, if those are the only issues that are at stake, then in theory it should be mutter. Or, so what's the other tzad? The other tzad is what the Chazon Ish was really, really, really getting at, that no, he doesn't really mean to say the issue is binyan in the very pure literal sense, because otherwise you run into the questions that you are asking. Rather, what he means is, sof kol sof, you're bringing something, you're bringing hachut in mimaves lechayim. Okay, technically the wires were already in machobar. So what? It's irrelevant. The wires were dead. They couldn't do anything with them. By now you are sending electricity through them. You are making this a viable, usable chefta. So that would be either binyan mekalim and or binyan. Yeah.
Just in terms of understanding the chilek that the Chazon Ish is making, what would be the difference between making a wire functional? That door is not a functional opening right now unless I open the door.
So let me get you the key lines to that. Same point you were asking before. You're asking more or less, what do you mean it's made to do that? Right,
More than it's made to do that. His point that you're turning it from Mavis L'chaim, the dead wire is useless. Right. Closed door is also useless.
Again, this is totally B'shikol Hadas. That's his words. And what I believe he's driving at is that ain't no dome. A door is a door. A cell phone which has electricity running through it. Forget electricity, that makes it more complicated. But a fan which has electricity running through it is not a dead. It's not an unusable fan. A door is meant to open and close. A fan, when it's off, he views it literally. He views it as shivrei kelim. At that point, it's useless. It's useless. When I turn it on, I'm giving it life. I'm turning it into a kli at that point. It only has its chashiva because it has electricity in it. Again, it's shikol hadas. It's shikol hadas. You could say, what do you mean? It's so close up. When I open and close the door, it's exactly the same thing. I open and close the gadget. But that's part of his shikol hadas. That's what.
Is there any discussion in this context? You mentioned Shuri Kalim that if something would be tame, if you would turn it off, that would be the tyrant.
He doesn't actually spell this out. Rabbi Yasha says b'dayto, he thinks it would be mukta.
Because
Shuri Kalim. He thinks it's mukta machmas gufa. A fan which is off is mukta machmas gufa.
It's broken.
It's broken. It's useless. It's eitzim avon. I mean, it's wild, but that's what he.
The consensus of the post game is that a fan that's off is.
Will probably depend whether we discuss it, whether we hold this Chazon Ish, whether we hold this Chazon Ish or not. But the easiest thing to say is to clear some off the list. Okay, so again, if we have more time, we will get back to the Chaz and Rav Shlomo Zalman discussion. And even Rav Shlomo Zalman, we may, or is he literally and or Makar Pashas Binyan B'Kalim? Or does he really, is he, even he driving to a more, because bringing him Mimav Eslachayim, the discussion B'Kan Elokan, and at the point he argues, obviously for a separate discussion, how his argument there, this is the last point I'll make within this. He says, don't tell me that you're only turning it on, but you plan on turning it off soon after. He says, no. He says, ain't no dome. Let's say I sew a garment. If I were to sew a garment, and I plan on sewing it, and I plan on taking it apart, and I plan on re-sewing it. He thinks the pshat is not, that's not a temporary thing. He says, every single time, if I write a sefer, I write a page, a few letters, every single time, I want to write it, and then I want to erase it, and then I want to write it. That's not temporary, that's permanent. It's permanent. What I did was permanent, and when I turned it off, it's permanent again. Again, he admits this is totally b'shikol hadas, but the Chazon Ish is entitled to b'shikol hadas. Now, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, again, he argued in all of this. He thought this is all Derech Tashmisho. This is all the way you're using it. He compared more to the door. And I certainly am not here to be machriya between Gedolei Olam. There are already other poskim and have been machriya, and some poskim will tell you we paskin against the Chazon Ish, absolutely. Other poskim, other circles, they still are. It's still b'makom safek. It's still certainly choshesh for him. I'm not here to be machriya. Go speak to Gedolim. Go speak to poskim about that. I'm told the poskim here at Shechter does believe it's only Nisid Rabbanon. But again, I am not going to be machriya right now. Now, okay, I'm going to move on to the next angle. A little bit, probably similar to what the direction that or some that Chazon Ish was going, but in a little bit of a different spin. Again, the Chazon Ish may have been hinting at this, but this is Mefurish, the Minchas Asher. Rav Asher Weiss, in his Tshuvas, Simen Lamed, he was asked, he was very upset at the Shoel, he said, the Shoel had some type of Shaila about using the hotel keys, and he thought, for some reason, it wasn't Shaykh, the Chazon Ish wasn't Shaykh. Whatever reason, he was thinking that. So, to which, and therefore we think it should be mutter. So, this is where Rav Asher Weiss comments. He says, first of all, he says, it's one thing if you want to tell me you want to be machmer like the Chazon Ish. No one ever says we can be mekel like the Chazon Ish and thinks, since, let me start the other way. Point number one is, first of all, I have no idea why you think the Chazon Ish doesn't apply. Let me take it that way. I have no idea what your shaila is off. I think the Chazon Ish should apply anyway, and that's point number one. Point number two is that just because we're going to be machmir, maybe the Chazon Ish thinks it's an issa daraisa, but even before the Chazon Ish, people asked all the poskim asked electricity for various reasons. And for whatever reason, let's say Lo Yitzur is how I started. This is not a multiple choice test where there's only one right answer. Fine, the Chazon Ish could be right, but it could be something else is right also. It could be molded, it could be something else, it could be what we'll talk about. And just because the Chazon Ish, for whatever reason, may not apply in your eyes, there still could be other Isurim as well. And then he goes on to Rav Asher Weiss to tell you what he thinks the Isur may be. Kol de'ose davar choshev im ha'chashmal. Anytime you do something of significance using electricity, which is a variation of the Chazon Ish, it's certainly kipshuto, as we took it, if he means the skiras hachashmel. For him, the problem was creating the circuit. It's certainly at face value. The Chazon Ish, the problem was creating a circuit. So Yitzur, you could find you could do this in a way without creating the circuit, it would be mutter. No, the problem is not creating the circuit. The problem is doing something of significance on Shabbos. So what malach is that? Good question. And who defines that? He's coming from a famous Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Perek Klal Gadol, Halacha Beis. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, Avdin Hayu Bahai Pirkot Slashnin Uplog. They were learning Perek Klal Gadol for 3.5 years. So there's still a lot to do. Afkun mine arba'im chaser achas toldos al kol chada v'chada. They found, if you size 39 malachos, they found to be 39 toldos for each malacha. Someone do the math, it comes out to be a lot. Man de ashkechon mismach samchon. I'll quote the words first before I explain. Hod de lo ashkechon mismach avdon mismach. What in the world does that mean? The way the Pnei Moshe explains it, the way the classical Mepharshim explain this, Yerushalmi means the following. That there are 39 of those malachos. So as they were learning, they found 39 toldos for each and every malacha. So the ones they found avos for, they put under that particular av. This is similar to havara, tavara. This is similar to borer, this is borer. The toldo of borer, etc., etc. So that's what they found the toldo. That's what they found an av to pin it under. This, that they didn't find an av to hinge this on, to pin this on, what did they do? They called it a tolda of what? Of Makkeh B'Patrish. That's a very, we would think it's a very backwards way of looking at things. We would have thought. What? We would have thought that pshat is what? First, you look at 39 avos. You have 39 avos. And what we would ask, what is similar to a particular av? Okay, we know it's usher to do borer. So what's similar to borer, which is not exactly the av, but we are told of it. What's similar to tochein, etc., and that would be a told of that. No. This Yerushalmi gives you the impression that what? Chazal look at things in a different way. We have avos, true. But we also have things which people do. And Chazal sense that those things are not appropriate on the Daraisa level we're talking about for Shabbos. So, some of them fit under, these are 39 categories of creative acts. So this one is similar to Megabain, a wild one, making cheese. Where does making cheese fit in? So ironically, unbelievably, we know it's a tolda of bone. Wow, it's a pella, but it's a tolda of bone. It may even make sense, this type of approach. Wow, it's similar to making a house. Okay, they wanted Asta B'Megabain. They wanted Asta B'Megabain. So where do they put it? So they put it under bone. Okay, that's nice. Now they want to ask there in the next holda. So that fits under a space under tochein. Then there are certain things which just doesn't, you know, just doesn't fit. It is not borer, it's not tochein, it's not binyan. So what is it? So there, Chazal felt this is inappropriate for Shabbos, again on the Daraisa level. So they put it under where? As a tolda of Makkeh B'Patrish. This is the Yerushalmi speaking.
But then we have sigyas amongst, you know, as the Gemara Rishon and Babli discussing the differences amongst where totals come from, and this doesn't seem to be an approach to Babli.
So it could be there's a machlokas Babli Rishalmi. It's possible. I'm not sure it's machlok. It could be they're arguing which ones of those there in those situations which malacha is that shayach to. So in those two, it argues which one it's shayach to both. It's shayach to both. Ironically, there is one way to understand that sugya that way. Since you're asking, I wasn't going to go, but remember correctly, there are stiras and sugyas, whether you could be chayav for two malachos at a time. It's a stira between the sugya and white cotton, the sugya at the beginning of, right at the beginning of the Kalgadal sugya. So, whether or not you could be chayav for two malachos at the same time, for the same action. So the Gemara and Shabbos seems to say you are, and white cotton seems to say you're not. So one way to be miyashiv that problem is one's toldos and one's avos. So if I'm dealing with basically something which could be called an av of both malachos, I could be chayiv twice. But if it's a tolda, if it's a tolda, then you have to pick one. If it's, I could have said, what do you mean? If it's a tolda of what's the Gemara there at the beginning? White cotton speaks of watering mashke mayim lizrayim. So if it's a tolda of both choresh and zareya, so why can't you be chayiv of both choresh and zareya? So if the fact you have to pick one, maybe Mora and Nisterach. Why do you have to pick one? Because really Chazal wanted it's not the chat, it's similar to this and it's similar to this. No, really Chazal wanted Aster. So which ones are going to fit under? So it's going to fit under only one of the two.
That's a way to say it.
It's a way to say it. I'd say, I just want to show that it's not necessarily, but it's definitely Yerushalmi, whether it's also the Babli or not could be debated. And it's a way of being Yashi things even in the Babli. I remember my Rebbe, was like he liked to explain a Rashi in a very wild Rashi in Maseches Beis Daf Chazayin with days, speaks about if you feed your dog truma on Yontif, you're over Torah Achshavei Kemalacha. Truma has to get destroyed. If you feed your dog, name the Malacha there. Feeding his, what? Name the malacha. Hatzlacha. So, So a very good way of understanding this would be, this is why I think, again, this is my first year in a Rosen Zweig share a couple of years back. So I think one of the mahalchim that he said at the time was Makabe Papis. So Mechilas Fodah, if I'm quoting incorrectly. But I think one of the things he said there at the time was Makabe Papis. So we find things like this in the Bavli as well. They quote a Rambam, the Lashon HaRambam is Kol Meleches HaRefuah. This is Perek Yud Halacha. I think it's Perek Yud Halacha Yudayin. The map is more so having mapped the passage, Mishum de Meleches HaRofe. Mishum de Meleches HaRofe, therefore, makes it mapped the passage. That's Lashon HaRambam. So that may fit in with this type of idea. So the problem now then is not necessarily the creating the circuit, building the circuit, a form of binyan slash regular makabe patis, but rather gufa doing something of certain quality, certain significance. This is not just simply the run of the mill type of things, but that itself, within itself, is us. We'll get to soon maybe some kulot based on this approach, but first and foremost, this creates an iser, a pathable iser of makabe passage with anything, with almost anything that I do with it.
So even if we're going to take the, and in terms of Chazal, it does make sense to that, like, they decided certain things are going to be usher and they found ways to be off them. But do we think that blanket rule still applies to the Dolom Tei?
Excellent question.
That a new thing comes up, we say this has to be usher,
right?
So we can find a malacha.
Excellent question. That's an excellent question. Let me read you the following lines of Moshe Feinstein. Let me read you the following lines of Moshe. I think he's kind of, without saying the words, I think he's addressing here. Was that you wanted to ask also? Something else?
Yeah.
Something else. Okay. Good. So Rav Moshe discussing the following. This is when he was asked whether or not one is allowed to use microphones on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So he answers definitely on the Rabbanon level, because first of all, it may be b'chlal the iser of Shem Yisak and Klishir. It also may be a form of he has a more chomerdik approach to Shisas Kalim, not for now. Okay, those are Drabbanon Dika things. But then the ones that I want to focus on are the following. This is Chelik Dalet Simin Pei Dalet. Kivon de Kol HaNishma Eino Kol HaAdam Atzmo. Since the voice which is heard is not the same spoken voice. Elo Kishem Bedaber Nase Roshem Shel Havarosav Sham. You cause a roshem, an imprint of his echoes. Umashe nishma hu kol havara, and what you hear is only that secondary sound. Zehu chash isler deraisa. The mashe b'diburo nase roshem be'ezem makom b'microphone, and that is a chashash isler deraisa. Of this, that his voice, that his imprint is made on some place in a microphone. This is not ksiva, he continues. Yesh al kolpanim ezech shash melacha me'achesh and eschadesh ezech davar sha'i dezeh nishma kol me'rachok. Something is innovated that you now can hear your voice from a distance. Do ulai have a makiv apadish, do ulai bona. Point number one. That's point number one. Point number two is shelafi midas hakol nigdal koach hotzoas ha'elektri. That because of, by your increasing to talk, you're increasing the output of electricity. Even nimsa shebediburo nimsa magdil umakvin es ha'elektri. Yishtamshas bekoach Electri yesh shash isid araisa, even though there's no havara involved, yesh la'ayin bezetuvolamaisa. He thinks there is a chash ister d'oraisa, based on what you name to me the malacha that this is. I guarantee that this is not borer. This is not hotzah. What is this? So he's, I think what he's driving at is something along that we just mentioned, and other achronim made this connection. Other svarim, Yitzchak Darzi made this connection. I think it's an obvious connection. Furthermore, however, in a furthering answer dealing with the question which you're asking, that he was asked a tshuva later about how about using a hearing aid. All right, the first tshuva was about using a microphone. The next question is using a hearing aid, and obviously there should be many overlaps between the tshuvas. The answer is that one he's mekel with, the other he is machmir with. Why? So in terms of the Rabbanon, Makom Choli, and maybe you think first of all, the Rabbanon, if we can make somewhat make up Makom Choli, and beyond that, the Isurim may not apply anymore. They don't apply for the Chola. Besides the Tchiyah, a hearing aid is much more private. It's not as much of a klishia in terms of the Rabbanon. It's fine, but in terms of if they're talking in Isur Daraisa of a Chash Isur Daraisa, this is where he continues. That the achshash habez to magdil koach ha'elektri nami eno iser borer ulechein ein leesar lechola lutzarach gadol ulevad zed ha'ish eno osesh shem malacha v'anidon al hamedabrim ha'ish in v'kivan she'im ein medabrim v'yuchod ha'cheresh eno psik reishach etc. His point is as following: this is not an iser borer. It's not an iser borer. I think what that means is, I think what he's driving at is that Enoch and Ami, you're right. We don't necessarily have the koach to be chazal. Yet, if we want to, and put differently, had chazal been here, we think they would answer it. Again, this is not that. That's the gut feeling of all the gedolim. The gut feeling is, had they been here, they would have answered it. So Enoch and Ami, it's not literally we are answering it. But we feel that Gedolei Yisrael feel that these are things which should be aser. They feel these are things that the Torah had in mind to aser. Just the Gemara didn't speak about electricity, b'shaita, for whatever reason. So therefore, there's at least a chash iser daraisa, because we think had they been here, they would have asked it. They're just not here. We have no idea how they would. That's what I kind of meant. This is an unknown. There's a lot of unknown here. We don't know what Chazal would say. Whether or not we're literally answering it, I don't know. But it's not only the pshat that because Chazal asked it, that's what makes it part of the Toldah. Chazal were looking at certain things and saying this was a Toldah. So again, they didn't create that Isser. They're saying they looked at it and said that smells like a Toldah. That smells like something that shouldn't go on. So the Gedolei Yisrael, they're choshesh. Again, they're not claiming they are chazal, but they're choshesh for that type of so obviously that's going to depend whether you're dealing with a microphone or you're dealing with a hearing aid. The needs are very different there, and therefore your choshesh I point out all of this is it's not something to play with. It's not something, these are chashas, which the feeling of the Gedolei Yisrael largely is that had Chazal been here, they would have actually answered this 100%. But just they're not here. Just two more points within that approach for a moment. Even this has two variations within Rav Moshe himself. The one variation was the increase of electricity was the iser, and the other one was the effect of my accomplishing something in the microphone or something like that in the tikkun kli. Those are gufa, very different approaches in terms of whatever the story is on the daraisa level. We could say the same type of things on the rabbanon level as we continue, and as we proceed, it's going to be important to figure out what am I doing, number one, in terms of the circuits that I'm creating. Number two is, in terms of forgetting about that, how about Gufa, the increase of increment of electricity itself? We'll have to get to that to next, right? In a moment, we'll speak about Shinui Zerem. That's going to be one of the next things. And three, Gufa, how about the Totsah, the outcome, the fact that I'm doing something of significance with what I am creating? Those are very different approaches in terms of what is the nature of the Isser, but into what about electricity is Isser. Right? Those are besides what Isser is it, what about electricity makes it Isser? Those are very different points. Finally, before I analyze some of the newer nafkamina of some of this, finished with two last approaches on the abundant levels. We started with already the concept of molid davar chadash. That was number one, based on the two sugyas of Maseches Beya. One of them is ein motzien es haor lo min ha'etzim lo min ha'avonim lo min ha'ofim lo min ha'mayim. One can't create a new fire on Shabbos or Yontif. That's one sugya. The other sugya is another sugya there in Daf Chof Gimel. I'm sorry, that was Lamed Gimel one day, yeah? This is Chof Gimel, that one's not allowed to smoke. That doesn't mean, I don't mean smoking like this. I mean smoking by putting a type of fragrance into one's clothing. On the Gemara speaking about Yontif, but it's true for Shabbos as well. The Kamolid Recha. Rashi explains the Molid Reach Shenichnas Becheres or Nichnas Bebeged, whatever, that you're implanting a fragrance into the utensil that you're talking about. So, what Isser is that exactly? So, again, being Molid seems to be some type of an Isser de Rabbanon of putting it into the Kli. So there are those who wanted to compare. This is Rav Yitzchok Shmelkes, who wanted to compare electricity to the same. But here also, I am creating a new different ways of saying this as well. I'm creating energy putting energy into this utensil. And what that means, the utensils is the molid. And now I have a usable utensil, albeit on the bottom level, or the pshat is gufa, very similarly to being molded reyach into a beged. A reyach is ruchni, it's reyach is very spiritual. So in the same type of way, electricity is also, you can't really feel it, you can't really touch it. So it's a little ruchnius. So you're putting ruchnius into the utensil. So that's somewhat of the parallel, which also led to a fascinating discussion. Mikan or Lakan, is it really appropriate? Is this really molid? Is it the same thing as a reyach? The Gemara already speaks about some machlokas and mesachas erivin. Do I apply molid coal? The Gemara speaks of, I believe it's Koftalet. I may have made up a number. An erivin discusses whether or not one can use. Clay shear, one can't use. So why is that? So one opinion is because Shema Yisakein. The other opinion is because the molid kala. The molid kala, I'm creating a sound. So we seem to paskin like the opinion of only Shema Yisakein clay shear. So we don't necessarily say molid to everything. We don't say this concept of molid coal. Coal, mariv, and reyach often move together. If I create a vision. If it creates something on a computer, it's besides Ksiva, it's another discussion within itself. But if it creates something, is that a problem of Molid? Molid, something Dabra Hanira. So, and these things are not so glaringly obvious. So, do I say this every time? Only on Chazal themselves, Astard, is an Apashit. But, again, furthermore, the Beisvad Lechachomim, in that same, I think a later version of that same journal, as we quoted from 110 years ago, that's how up to date we are in technology right now, that discussing that the leko bechashmal molid, even the energy yokvar kayim bechanos koach. The energy is already there in the power plant, and all you're doing is just simply bringing it here. It's very different than when you rub, bring out the reyach of a fruit or something else. You're by rubbing it together, you're first bringing out the reyach right here. Maybe it would be if I was at the energy plant and I was creating the energy itself, that may be more problematic. So it's not that simple to apply the concept of molid. This, the last point within this is that I believe that Rav Shechter Shlita, he has his midrabanon using electricity, and the problem is he compares to a sugyon ksuvis da samach tsinor sha'olu ba kashkashim, that is like a pipe which has in it, it's plugged up, so unclogging that plugged up system is a form of tikkun mana, form of makke v'patish, midrabanon. And he thinks the same thing is true. When you get the system to work, it would parallel something like that. When you get the electric system to work, that would, by turning it on and off, that would be somewhat of a makhev patish midrabana. Okay, so far we've given out approximately four or five real approaches to understanding electricity. To understand what the issue could be of electricity. Whether it be bona in the more literal sense of what the Chazon Ish, and or makev patish in a more literal sense, that it's basically binyan slash tika, and just simply because it's electricity that gives it more of a chashivos than it would normally had. But that's basically a form of binyan slash makev patish, but a regular one. And or then we moved on to the Minchas Asher, Rav Moshe type of approach, that it was more of a makev patish, but simply based on because Torah, it's like a toldah makev patish to do anything of significance, of melachas machsheves in general terms. I would argue that's what would be considered a toldah, even though had Chazal been here to aser. And finally, we finished the last two on the Rabbana level of Molid Davar Chadash and Makev Patash Midrabbana. Okay, so either way, at the end of the day, it's awesome. We'll assume that most poskim assume, again, is it something? Is it definite? So certainly, the Haskam of the Gedolei Yisrael that one should not be doing. Don't try this at home.
Can there anyone say it's mutter?
Is there anyone who says it's mutter? Let me do it this way. There are the closest we'd have to find it as mutter would be the Chazon Ish is unsure what Isser it is, but he knows Kol Gdol Yisrael Aser. Let me do that way. Is he convinced that it's Moly? Is he convinced of anything? He's not convinced of anything. But back that.
You give a mashal. There's like a dog in the middle of a room surrounded by five people, and every person says, that's not a dog, that's a cat, and then says, that's not a dog, it's a goose, that's not a dog, it's a duck. I walk away really comfortable knowing that for certain is a dog. What is it about electricity that makes there a lack of consensus? Like, what's the difficulty? Like, if it's so posh and everyone agrees it's usher, why is there just not a general consensus around the halakha?
You make it sound like halavai that Klal Yisrael would be able to agree on one sort of line, it's a meridic line.
Everyone agrees.
The meridic line that the Talmai HaMelech gathered the 70 Zekanim to write out the Torah, and miraculously Talmai wouldn't have been able to handle the Torah as it was. They miraculously, he put them in 70 different rooms. They all came out with. It all came out with the same changes as the Gemara says in Tainus. It's a tragedy to that Gufa that they had to change the Torah. It's a terrible thing. But, okay, but they had to do it. I think I heard this from Rabbi Hoffman. He said the bigger, and maybe the name of Rabbi Hutner, if I remember correctly, said that the bigger Chiddush would have been if you put the 70 Gedolim in one room, and they would have come out to the same thing. Again, we're not.
Here, everyone agrees on the Isser.
Everyone agrees there is an Isser. Krishna is pinpointing it exactly what it is. It's not. It's a new phenomenon. and figuring out exactly what it is.
They didn't discover it till 1900.
But if I were to learn like that there's an isser because of X analysis, and someone else comes through a different Y analysis, I would think that understanding Y analysis would intrinsically say that X analysis is lacking. Like, I think each additional analysis that you come to an isser comes and takes away from the other people.
But that's what I said. In this situation, this is not a multiple choice test. That this is not, there's not one, there's no exclusive one answer. All right, that's this, they all could be true, they all could not. This is, these are approaches that the Gedolei still has to take, but have to be reckoned with.
Right. I think also we find by certain things where Mutter Shabbos seems to exist. That if a mural enough, like the reason that a mural enough exists is because if it was Mutter, then you would be able to, that a Shabbos be Tuesday.
Right, clearly a mural akum is the Rabbanon, but that's why certainly on the Rabbanon level, our Gedolei Yisrael feel that it's appropriate to answer it, at least for that reason. It's certainly the Zolzol Shabbos and things like that, for sure. But there's more to this here. They feel the gut reaction, there is some type of malacha involved. The question is just pinpointing what it is.
I don't know if this might be going too far. Do we think that the fact that if you're going to make a, trying to say something infinitely usher, say that the chashash d'oraisa is a strong, if but I'm not interrogating the motives of Gedolei Yisrael, that it's something that even if there's no time of any, because electricity is not really going, it's not like this, but if it needs to be usher, so maybe that, did anyone say, I might be remembering this year, did anyone say it's chashash d'oraisa, or
the Chazanish really thought so. The Chazanish thought so, and again, Rav Moshe, I believe he really is chashash for that. I believe he just doesn't. Being that we are not Chazal, his gut reaction. I really truly believe Rav Moshe's gut reaction feels that it would be a deraisa. Just we are not. I am not Chazal to say that definitively, and therefore because I can't say it definitively, therefore I'm not going to say it to a chola. Finally, I'm going to have to go a little bit quicker now. Again, so we already spoke of some of the newer issues in terms of semiconductors. That's very important in terms of what the issue is, because you're not, there's no literal bona in that type of way. Another two areas which I'd like to finish with are Shinoi Zerem and changes which are not nirgash and or psikresh. That's what I wanted to finish with right now in the next 10 minutes. First of all, in terms of Shinoi Zerem, the cases where the appliance is already on, but I am increasing or decreasing, changing the current. You have the radio is already on and you want to make it louder. The fan is already on, you want to make it stronger. So what exactly is that? Is that the same problem or is it not the same problem? So again, if it's classical tika or and/or binyan, it's very, very, very hard to say that in the regular sense. Very, very hard to say that. But if you're going to say something along the lines of the Moshe and or Russia Weiss or Bechlal, it's a general list of Rabbanim. Certainly it's much more sayable, and even if you take the Chazon Ish to mean his Iker point is not that it's literal binyan, literal tka, but moving along the lines of the like a precursor of the of Russia Weiss, then even when I'm actually increased, just simply the item is already on, and especially this is an important nakuda. And furthermore, if it's molid, this is also interesting. If it's molid, the Gemara in Beya Chav Gimel already just seems to say, this is a little bit complicated, it seems to say that olude shari osufe recha, I'm sorry, the opposite, olude aser osufe recha is shari. Let's say there already is reach in that beged, in that kli, and I'm just adding more to it. It seems to say, the Gemara, that would be permissible. If it's molded, there are those who want it or matir it. However, the qualification in all of this is the following. And again, this is going to get to the problem of, is the problem the technical electricity or something else we're about to explain? This is Rissol Rosen, Machon Somet, had the following Einfall, the following idea. So let's say you have an electronic wheelchair. Whether or not that you could use them right now, I'm not fully talking about all the grumma things and everything, right? That's a different discussion. But one of the things they wanted to use is what's called basically just simply leave it on from before Shabbos. The battery, if it would stay on all Shabbos, would drain and you can't repower it on Shabbos. But you wanted to do is leave it on slightest amount. You're not turning it on and off. You're not breaking or you're not opening or closing the current. The circuit. But rather, what you're doing is simply turning up and off. You're turning up the power. You're turning up the power when you need it. You're going to need.
Mode.
It's in what?
Sleep mode.
It's like in sleep mode. Very similar. Right? It's either sleep mode or very low. Or a very, very small amount of energy is going through right now.
Or is it the circuit's entirely open?
As opposed to the circuit's entirely open, exactly. Similar to what we described before in semiconductors, and similar type of. But there, all you're doing is not even. It's the electricity is going through, and you're just increasing it more. So, do I say electricity is already going through, and all this is like, quote unquote, Osufi Rechav Alma. I'm just adding more. There was already some electricity going through, and I'm just making it more. Or do I say, no, that's insane, that's ridiculous. Why? Because with the amount that was going through, it was just technically on. It couldn't do anything. The fact that I couldn't do anything with it, that's not just simply most osufe ba'alma. I could say this both under a bottom level in terms of molid, but I could say the same svaras in terms of under the raisa level in terms of ba'amakir, in every way that we spoke about until now, just put it into that discussion. Do I say that the problem is increasing electricity, and if maybe per se increasing electricity may be mutter, may or may not be? Or do I say I turned an inactive, an immobile wheelchair into now one which has chiyus, I gave it a new quality, whether it's daraisa, whether it's drabanon, whatever that is, that gufa is the problem, until now is dead, now it's alive. That's a very big difference, and that gufa. So if I simply want to turn the hearing aid is already working. I want to make it stronger to hear something. That maybe there's more to talk about, especially b'makom chola, to turn it up. By the way, parenthetically, this is where Shlomo Zalman got into this in the first place to help his aging mother who was losing her hearing. And so got him into this discussion in the first place, and he was 25 years old. Hell, if we should write for him like that when we're 25 years old. In order to take care of their, to take care of if keep it on the aim like that, amazing. That was point number one in terms of Shinui Zera. The last thing I'd like to talk about right now is very, very, very crucial with my name for the following reasons. Because again, as we started out before, everywhere we go, there is. Things happening all over through our deeds. Electricity is manipulating many, many different things. As we walk into the room, the thermostat is changing, and the as we walk down the street, things are changing based on electricity. Now, what exactly is going to be this problem? So Rav Asher Weiss, based on what he said before, as we explained, the problem is doing something significant with electricity. So he was asked the following question. If I can find this quickly, sorry. That since the problem is not absolutely use it per se, having something done with electricity automatically. Rather, the problem is having a yitzira chadasha, creating something anew. Therefore, memela eino oser ela imkain iko beskiwas hamagal to eles totsa gluya haniris lainayim olashar chushe adam. Unless you have some meaningful, significant outcome of that electricity. If simply by my stepping on a certain place, I'm going to cause a circuit to be closed, which is completely insignificant, because when I walk into a room, there's an alarm set, and every time I walk in, a meaningless LED light's going to beep. That may be more significant as we talk about in the future. Or let's say stam, there's going to be a circuit's going to be open and closed without anything happening. But
the wristbands that monitor movement.
Let me think about the same thing. Maybe the same thing. I have to think about that one. But right. In terms of GPS and the other thing I was going to have to say. In terms of, let's say, a person with Alzheimer's or Nebuchadnezzar criminals being in house arrest. So they put that. They attach them a GPS, so the police or the doctor, whatever it is, would know their whereabouts. So are you allowed to move? Unless if a doctor has to carry a cell phone, so everywhere they go, not everywhere, they go, when they go places, they very possibly will change the amount of bars on their screen, reception bars on their screen. Those, Rav Ashi Weiss thinks, those are completely insignificant. Again, the problem is not necessarily creating an increase or decrease of electricity, or breaking or not breaking a circuit. That's not the point, he thinks. Rather, the problem is doing something significant with electricity. The minute that whatever I'm doing here is completely insignificant, Memela, it doesn't only create an iser. His approach creates heterim. That in these situations, the doctor is allowed to move. He's allowed to move, even though by my moving, I can change the reception on my phone. Assuming, again, he has a heter to carry that phone already. Etc. and the like. Point number one. This becomes very crucial for the following. And this is what I'm going to try to finish with. However, I think it's much worse in the following situation. There, let's say, Rav Heinemann, and his famous, people familiar with it, the Shabbos mode of the various ovens and other utensils. What he wanted to do was program. On Yontif, let's say, where for certain opinions, Grumma is mutter. So again, a much different discussion for a different time. So he wanted to say, you do is you could program the oven, program the gadget, that it's going to go on later in the day. Let's assume for the moment that's a Grumma. So you wanted to program. How can you program something on Shabbos? Things right now, electronically, nothing is happening. There's nothing near Gash. Yes, you're creating circuits, but there's nothing near Gash right now. So, that other Poskim wanted to say that's not, they wanted to ask for many other reasons. Poskim screams at him vehemently. They say, that's not Grumma, it's problematic for other reasons. Besides that, this Mineu Bey, that just because nothing is near Gash right now, right now you are creating a circuit, and the fact that that's going to have an outcome later on, right now you are creating a circuit. That gufa is a problem, and it's very different than Rav Asher. What I think, yesh lechalek in these type of questions, whether or not daito bekach or not. I don't have time to develop this fully. I think it's online more from last year. If you want to listen to last year's year, I wanted to get to a little bit more of this, but. In terms of in certain of these approaches, the more you believe, I'll just set it up in general terms, just think about it on your own, the more you believe this is an absolute iser of either binyan and or makke bepatish or drabanan of the same, then the fact whether I'm miscaving for it or not, the fact is a psik ratio that this is happening, so if it happened. And I have to be worried about that. You have to play the rules of psikresha, the nechale, whatever. The nechale, below nechale, play out the rules. However, for certain approaches, if the problem only is meleches machsheves, that I am trying to do something significant with it, then it's very possible, not mochorok, I have to show you my makomos, I don't have time to develop right now, if you want, you could ask me later, that it's possible to argue the case on the certain aspects of this, that the, because I am not being miskaven for it, even though usually psikresha is also a problem, when that's only true when already I have an objective totsah. When I'm making a kli automatically, then even though I'm not making it on purpose, it's just simply happening derech agav, if it's happening psikresha, then it's usher, then I'm chayev even. But when the entire problem is you're being mechashev to try to do something of significance, and we're only answering this as a tolda of makir passage, you're trying to accomplish something which really is an usher in the first place, other than this tolda makir passage, then it's much easier to say that if you're not miskaving for it, albeit as a psik resha, we could be much more lenient. That has a lot to do with everything going on around us, because again, as things become more complicated, every time you walk in a room, alarms are being are clicking, or various things like that, and a lot of things are being said, and that's a psik resha that is happening, but you just couldn't care less. So besides psik resha, even if we would say that normally using electricity may be daraisa, in those situations maybe there's room to be mako when there's nothing objective happening anyway. Okay, I guess we'll have to leave that as that one. Certainly, we're willing to hear questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's-